This is URN. The Music Show Breakdown.
You just heard WTF by Missy Elliott and Pharrell. Hannah, you did not seem very approving of that during the song while we were listening to it.
Missy, you've let me down. What was that? It just felt so confused. There was so much going on. It felt like she was just saying vulgar descriptions of what men and women do to each other. I was a bit like, are you just saying this to like get some attention, to cause a bit of controversy? Didn't really like that, but I liked where the backing track stops and there's just some speech over it that really grabbed my attention. And you can definitely hear that it's Missy Elliott rapping. But it's no Get Your Freak On, is it?
No, it really isn't. So the track came out on the 12th of November and it's the first one she's released in a while. And it's slightly different because this one is produced by Pharrell. Whereas if you know Missy's old stuff, you know it's produced by Timbaland. And I don't know about you guys, but I really prefer, well, as you just said, Hannah, prefer the old school stuff. I feel Timbaland and Missy is a better collaboration than Pharrell and Missy, or it's just where she wanted to go with a new direction. What do you think, Em?
Yeah, I mean, I probably agree with that in the end. I think after such a long hiatus, you know, I feel like if you're a really big fan of someone, you tend to cloud your judgment a little bit. So like as soon as I saw the music video, I was like, oh man, this is Missy, like it's her sound, her flow. And then kind of like looking back on it, I'm like, ooh, it kind of is a different sound, and I wish she maybe like went more forward with it. If she was going to go in a different direction, it feels like she's almost taking a step back. So that's what I thought.
Yeah, she needs to go back to working with Timbaland.
Basically.
Go back to Get Your Freak On and all that kind of stuff when it was really, really good. I still think it still makes me move, though. It makes me still want to dance, which is what Missy's music makes you do. So I guess it's successful in that sense. But it's not as good as what she was before. I'm really sad to say.
This song is David and We Are These Your Children.
Let me tell you a story, no fiction or myth, about a boy and his father whose hearts were torn to bits. David was his name and his son his joy. The scars will last forever, 'cause he's just a boy.
With fear in his eyes, he looked up at me.
So I said,
David, what have you done? You've raised your hand and you've hurt your son. David, why do what you do? You broken man, you're an angry fool. And I know that no one can judge on the journey of life. So excuse these words that come out from my mouth. I've thrown some stones at a man with no joy. He's in a grown man's body, but inside just a boy. David, what have you done? You've raised your hand and you've hurt your son. David, why do what you do? You broken man, you're an angry fool. Ooh. 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 your hand and you've heard your son. David, why do what you do? You broken man, you're an angry fool. You broken man, you're an angry fool. You broken man, you're an angry fool.
You're listening to The Music Show on University Radio Nottingham.
There we go. So that was These Your Children's live session that they did with us. And the track was called David. What did you guys think of that? Have you heard of them before?
I've never heard of them. And I'm so impressed. So impressed. They just... I can't believe how great their harmonies were. You said that was one take. Amazing.
Yeah, her vibrato was just, perfect. And, it's just gorgeous, really.
Yeah, I'd never heard of them either. So I let my co-host for Under the Radar, Jess, she did the interview, and I went and sat in on that live session, and I was just sitting there amazed. Oh my goodness. They were really good and they were lovely.
Demi Lovato, she's now decided to charge fans up to $10,000 for a VIP meet and greet during her world tour, which does not include a concert ticket. She said that this is the dressing room package, which is currently available for all her forthcoming dates in Australia and will presumably be available throughout the world tour when more dates are announced. But it's kind of ridiculous. It includes access to a private dressing room, a meet and greet with Lovato herself, a tote bag, temporary tattoo, you couldn't get those anywhere else, VIP laminate, posters of her and Nick Jonas because she's on tour with Nick Jonas, and a signed lithograph, which I don't even know what that is.
What is that?
I don't know. I think it's just assigned a electronic version of her signature. I don't know.
We've got our team on it, Googling it now.
Yeah.
Sounds valuable.
But it does not include the concert ticket itself, so you have to buy that separately, as well as this package, if you want to meet her and Nick Jonas.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
Is that not exploiting her fans to the extreme? $10,000, not even a few hundred.
And I'm sure I read somewhere that Lady Gaga did this and she only charged 1,000.
Yes, I think so. And Jennifer Lopez charged $800.
So is Demi Lovato trying to say she thinks she's better than Lady Gaga?
Maybe. I just think it's pushing fame to the extreme. I know you have fans, but... to make them want to see you, do you think it's okay to charge that much? Do you want everyone else's standards to be at that level as well?
Surely she doesn't need to make loads of money off her fans either. She's going to be making a lot of money from this tour. She doesn't need another 100 grand from meeting 10 people.
Exactly,
and
yeah.
Who has 10 grand?
Just lying around.
Lying around so you can go meet Demi Lovato. I mean, I'm a bit biased because I don't really like her or her music. However, I don't think I'd do that for anyone.
No, I know fans have been through with her so much, through Disney, and then she had went through rehab, and fans have really associated with some aspects of her life, and so they've stuck with her through her changes. I don't think even the really dedicated fans should be pushed to give $10,000 just to meet her.
Don't forget, you get a tattoo and a tote bag with that $10,000.
Temporary tattoo, though.
Oh, sorry, temporary.
The tote bag is what got me.
Really?
Definitely.
Mine was a laminated posters, but whatever.
Her with Nick Jonas as well, just the person that you want a poster of.
I don't understand why she would sign off. Some people have said that it's not her that said that this was an okay thing to do. It was her management, but then surely she's signed off on it because her name is with it. I don't think she had no involvement with it at all.
Yeah, she could definitely have said, no, I don't want to do that. There's no way she would have not been able to say that.
She would have had, she definitely would have had a say in it.
Might not have been her idea, but she definitely went, ooh, 10 grand, yes, please.
Yeah, and a few of those 10 grand would do nice.
But I feel like it's probably also a publicity thing, don't you think? It's just so outrageous. It's not it's a little bit over Lady Gaga, a little bit over J-Lo. It's 10,000. And she's known for being, quote, modest, unquote, right? And she has all these issues and stuff. But throw in 10,000, it's people are talking about her again.
How did I not think about that? It's the entertainment business and marketing. Oh, my God. Yeah, that makes sense.
I just think it's crazy, the whole thing. Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, agreed.
I can't believe anyone is actually going to pay that money to go meet her.
It would be nice to see numbers of how many people are willing to do that.
Yeah, that would be very interesting.
Yeah, but not me.
No, not me either. Definitely not.
I'll be waiting in line 24 hours before they come out. That's me.
This is URN. The Music Show Breakdown.